girly. Wakey, wakey. Hi, sweetie. Good morning. What are you doing hiding in those blankets? No, you're not allowed stealing those. Because those are my blankets. Look at you. Stealing all my attention. Stealing all my blankets. How dare you? That's right. How dare you come into my home, in my bedroom, and take over my bed like this? I guess I did invite you in, but honestly, it's not really like I had a choice now, did I? There's no way I was gonna say no to you. I know. Why did we go for the second bottle? I don't know, baby. Do you even remember what happened? The food was really good. And then we went to the other place. And that's when it got really crazy. Well, you did say that you wanted to let loose last night, so I thought I would entertain you and enable you a bit. But I didn't expect all of this to happen. But I'm glad that it did. Even though the whole night felt like a blur. I know, right? Well, I do remember when we made it to my front door and started making out. And I remember bits of what we did. And I remember there wasn't a whole lot of sleep involved. I swear, you must have totally hypnotized me last night. Yeah. If you were a Pokemon, you'd be Hypno. Because I couldn't say no to you. that's right. My super sexy Pokemon. I mean, Hypno is actually like a really unattractive Pokemon, so I take it back. You would not be Hypno. Looking at you right now, I think you would be Snorlax. No, hey, I'm joking, baby. What I'm trying to say is you were absolutely enchanting last night. Well, I also wanted it to happen, obviously. I didn't realize I was being so obvious about it, though. Really? No, I wasn't that obvious, was I? I thought I was totally playing it cool, babe. What? No, I didn't grab your butt first. I didn't. I mean, did I? I remember putting my hand on your lower back, but the way that dress was hugging you, I have absolutely no regrets. You looked so sexy in it. I do feel like you were the one who started flirting with me first, though. You were. Come on, some of the things that you were texting me. No, I did not start it. It wasn't me. Yeah, I was texting you before bed, but it was innocent, okay? Was it really that obvious? Yeah, I was trying to get you on a date. But I don't know. Maybe you're just really good at figuring out what I'm thinking. Really? Well, then what am I thinking about right now? Yeah, nice try. I'm actually thinking about breakfast. I think it would be really nice right now. Some coffee and some fruit. And you. See, you guessed half right. Because I'm also thinking you look really beautiful. Flopped out and wrapped up in my blankets right now. I really don't need much more than that. I'm a simple man, okay? I just need food and a gorgeous creature like you to share my morning with. Okay, my turn. Let me see. You are thinking about how much you want me to kiss you? No? Oh, my heart. I can't take it. I don't actually know. It's really hard to read your face. Yeah. Maybe you're thinking about where your dress is. No? Oh, well, I folded it anyways. Yeah, when you were in the bathroom, it's on the chair. Okay. Well, if that's not what you're thinking, then you are thinking... I don't know. I can't even think when I'm staring into your eyes like this right now. Looks so beautiful with the sun coming in on your face. Your eyes are really pretty. Yeah, my brain just totally died on me. I'm not thinking with that one. Stop. What now? Well, we should probably get some water. Then, oh, that's not what you meant? What do you mean right now? Do you mean like between us? Well, why don't we just take it one day at a time? I know we were flirting for so long, and there was definitely some physical tension there, but that doesn't mean that I only think about you physically. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Just because we drank too much and we ended up here doesn't mean that that's all that it was. Were you really worried about that? Oh, well, that is definitely the last thing that you have to worry about. And think about it like this. If we backed up and I wasn't so ridiculously attracted to you, and we didn't drink so much last night, then we probably would have gone on a couple more dates. And we probably would have, you know, done all that, like, more traditional stuff. So, why don't we make up for lost time? I mean, you were absolutely everything last night, but I also really enjoyed my time talking with you. And yeah, if you want, we could do something fun later. Are you busy today? I don't want to go on too strong or anything, but yeah, I guess you're right. I'm already holding you in my arms. It's a bit late to be thinking about that, huh? Anyways, if you're down, then I would really like to cook some breakfast with you. Okay. Clothes. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can wear that sexy dress if you want. That would be really something to see, you cooking breakfast in that dress. But I could also get you something more comfortable. Okay. Oh, hold up. I'll get you some shorts and a t-shirt. No, you won't look like a boy. It's cute. It's freaking adorable. I want to see you in my t-shirt and my shorts. Yeah. But first, let me kiss those lips. You're hungry. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm hungry too. This can wait. I know, I can hear your tummy growling. No, don't be embarrassed. My tummy growls too really loud. So, come on. Let's get some breakfast going. But you should know that there are some rules before entering my kitchen. Yeah, so grabbing is allowed. And kissing is allowed. Oh yeah, butt grabbing is practically required. It's definitely highly encouraged. What is that face? Is that your naughty face? Stop. It's just cute. Dorky. Okay, fine. It's super naughty. You are the definition of sultry and evocative right now. Definitely not adorable. Definitely not a little cupcake. Alright, grumbly tummy. Let's go. Prepare to be seduced by my breakfast skills.